From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. You may have never heard of Palau until you heard the news this week. Here's a quick crash course. Palau is a string of islands in the Pacific Ocean. It's located about 500 miles east of the Philippines. About 20,000 people live in Palau, and it is a hot scuba diving destination. It may also be the future home for a number of detainees from Guantanamo Bay. 17 ethnic Uyghurs, Chinese Muslims, have been detained in Guantanamo since being picked up in Afghanistan and Pakistan in 2001. The U.S. determined they were not enemy combatants and decided to release them. China has called them militant separatists and wants them back. The U.S. fears they may be imprisoned or executed if they go back to China, so they've looked for a new home for the Uyghurs without much success, until today when four arrived in Bermuda. The rest may end up in Palau, and we're joined now on the line by the president of Palau. His name is Johnson Turibiong. President, thank you very much for joining us.
Oh, it's an honor for me to be with you.
Now, are the remaining Uyghur detainees definitely coming to your country?
It's not clear right now because we still have to hear from the United States government. We gave them the green light, but so far no response yet.
How is it that Palau wound up as the country most likely to accept these Uyghurs?
The United States government sent a delegation to visit Palau to convey the request to allow the detainees to relocate in Palau. And when that request was made, I convened the entire leadership of Palau, and they all agreed to grant the U.S. request. Palau shared a very unique and special relationship with the United States, and we felt that a friend in need is a friend indeed.
Mr. President, you noted that your country has long had a special relationship with the United States. Palau gained independence from the U.S. in 1994. It continues to receive millions of dollars in aid from the U.S. The United States recently pledged, as I understand, an additional $200 million in developmental aid for Palau. And I'm wondering if that possibly has anything to do with your decision to accept the detainees.
Our decision to accept the United States request is not linked whatsoever to any money. And if it is, it's coincidental because at this time, Palau and United States are undergoing a review process of our relationship, our compact of free association.
Did you ask for anything of the U.S. in return for accepting the detainees?
None whatsoever. It was simply made as a humanitarian gesture to accommodate our benefactor, the United States of America.
Will the Uyghurs that are headed to Palau be living essentially as free men with some monitoring? They'll be living in freedom.
That's the presumption we begin with. We begin with the presumption that they are innocent people whose only problem in their homeland is that they want to be independent of China. So we have to ensure that they can adjust to their new environment, socially, environmentally, and perhaps spiritually.
President Turibiong, thank you very much for speaking with us. All the best to you.
Thank you for talking with me.
That was the president of Palau, Johnson Turibiong.